What a wonderful song to sing. Oh, how he loves you and me. And I invite your attention back to where we were this morning in Psalm 36. Psalm 36 is the passage that we had the joy of spending some time with this morning, all in the context of our theme of 2014, Proclaiming the Lord's Praises, and thinking about this concept of faithfulness. It's a psalm about faithfulness. We had visitors with us this morning, actually, who told me, I forget the exact amount of time, but the gentleman told me that he and his wife, if I'm thinking correctly, were at Old Faithful just about 2 weeks or so ago. And that was encouraging and just kind of fun to listen to them. They said they stood in line quite a long time to get to see Old Faithful, and as many people, I'm sure, who go there do. And even I made the point this morning, with Old Faithful being called Old Faithful, its faithfulness is really not what we would expect. So we're looking at Psalm 36, the faithfulness of our loving, faithful Lord. And I want to begin just by doing a very brief review, and then we'll consider just those last three verses at the very end that we didn't consider this morning. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day of rejoicing in the loving kindness that you've shown to us individually and corporately. And Lord, as we would open up your word for this brief time of worship, we ask that you would help us to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our loving, faithful Lord, we considered the first four verses that it's true that we may be faithful, but the scripture makes it clear that man faithfully sins. Well, I'll read if you want to follow along in the first four verses of Psalm 36. Transgression speaks to the ungodly within his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for it flatters him in his own eyes concerning the discovery of his iniquity and the hatred of it. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He plans wickedness upon his bed. He sets himself on a path that is not good. He does not despise evil. What is that? That's a picture of man apart from God's grace. That is me apart from Jesus Christ. That is you apart from the Holy Spirit bringing you to that place of conviction. If we're faithful at anything, it's sin. But Yahweh is different. And we saw in verses 5 through 6 that Yahweh faithfully loves. I read now verse 5 and 6, and you'll notice that key word, loving kindness. We see it at the beginning of verse 5. We saw it this morning in the beginning of verse 7, and we'll see it at the beginning this afternoon of verse 10. Verse 5, your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. The Lord is so different than us. We are not faithful, even when we try so hard to be faithful. And yet Yahweh, in his love, is always faithful. As a recipient of that love, as believers in Jesus Christ, as people that have humbly come to the cross and said, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I deserve to go to hell, and I acknowledge that, but I believe that Jesus died on the cross and took my place, and I'm crying out for forgiveness as I turn to you and turn from my sin, then we become one of those that experience this covenant love, this loyal love of Yahweh. And what do? Well, our third point, verses 7 through 9, is that Yahweh's children delight in his faithful love. Verse 7, how precious is your loving kindness, O God, and the children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see life. So man faithfully sins, Yahweh faithfully loves, Yahweh's children delight in his faithful love. And we said, in light of all of that, what do we remember? We remember that today was our 40th anniversary as a church, and we have publicly thanked the Lord for that. So the question is, now what? Right? Now what do we do, individually and corporately, living in a world filled with people who have no fear of God, realizing that Yahweh has been gracious and kind to bless us with salvation? what do we do in light of his faithfulness and man's unfaithfulness? We come to the last three verses, verses 10, 11, and 12. And the answer in one word is we pray. And that's our fourth and final point. Yahweh's children must pray to their faithfully loving Lord. Notice verse 10, please. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you and your righteousness to the upright in heart. What do we pray for? We pray for two things. We pray for God's blessings. We pray for his faithful love. We can't take it for granted. We don't just sit back and say, you know, God's always been faithful, always will be faithful, so why waste our time praying? Because God ordains the end as well as the means. And God desires to be faithful to his people, and he will be faithful to his people, and he wants to be faithful to us in response to our prayers for his faithfulness. We don't take for granted these last 40 years. We don't just say, hey, these last 40 years went well, and hopefully the next 40 will. We say, no, Lord, it was a gift from you that there's been a ministry here. It's all for your praise and honor and glory. And as it would please you, Lord, we pray, verse 10, oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you. That's us. That's God's covenant people, as you've put faith in Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, would you please bless us, please, continually with your faithful love. You say, and what about all of these men around us? I use that generically, men and women around us who have no fear of God and could care less about him. Well, we pray. And that's the second thing we see in this psalm in verse 11 and 12. We pray for God's protection from faithfully sinful men. Verse 11 says, let not the foot of pride come upon me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There's a lot of proud people. They reject Jesus Christ. They have no time for Jesus Christ. And they would like to take their foot, as it were, and step on God's people. And the psalmist prays, no, no, Lord, please no. Let not the foot of pride come upon me. That's the proud man's foot. And let not the hand of the wicked. See, there's that parallelism. Let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. And then verse 12, then the doers of iniquity have fallen, they have been thrust down and cannot rise. So the psalmist in verse 11 is saying, Lord, we know there's all of these people that don't fear you. And we're praying that you would protect us from them. And then in confidence, verse 12, and Lord, we believe you'll do it. We believe that you will care for your people. The Lord's been faithful to us individually. The Lord's been faithful to us corporately as a church now, as Trinity Bible Church for 40 years. You say, will there be attacks on the church? There absolutely will be. I've never been more aware of this than just as we watch our nation to continue to go in the wrong direction. And it is no doubt in my mind. Again, I'm not a prophet. I don't know how many of us will live to see it. But the church will face persecution. And people will be in trouble for preaching the exclusivity of the gospel. And saying publicly, there is one way to know God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Our chaplains have already lost the ability to say that. Okay? And that is in recent history. And here we are living in a country now where pretty soon preaching what God says about a number of issues will be relabeled as hate speech. And there will be government opposition against gospel preaching churches. You say, what do you call that? That's the foot of pride that threatens God's people. You say, what do we do? It's very simple. We just what? We just keep all of the gold and guns and ammunition we can get our hands on. Right? And let it come, because we're ready. No, you come on, laugh more than that. Now I'm nervous, okay? Thank you. No, guys, we pray. We come to the Lord. We say, Lord, we're coming to you. You are faithful. And I'm not down on, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying. Okay, I'm not saying it's wrong to have a military. I'm not, you know, against anything I mentioned. Okay? But the idea is we come to the Lord, verse 11, and we say, Lord, our confidence is in you. Would you please protect us? And not only from threats outside, but from threats inside. You know, I think of Paul, right, talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus there in that third missionary journey and saying, you guys better be careful because there will be wolves that come from within. Within God's church, there will be people who are not lovers of Yahweh. They are not believers in Jesus Christ. And they will come in from the church and they will introduce false doctrine. And that can happen in any church. And it could be a person who comes in, either way you want to do it, who comes in and starts preaching things different than the gospel, who starts, you know, maybe there are many different ways to heaven, and maybe as long as people are sincere, it's okay. And as one author says, right, in the end, it's all fine because God wins, right? Everybody dies and goes to heaven. Universal salvation. And there are people preaching that kind of teaching now, and that's a false gospel. And we have to guard against that. In the same way, we would have to guard against that Pharisaical legalism that could somehow teach that we can earn favor with God, that if we do everything just right, that we can somehow deserve God's blessings. What do? We pray. We pray for God's faithful love to continue, and we pray for God's protection from those who do not fear him. Yahweh's children must pray to their faithful, loving Lord. I thought it would be very appropriate to end this afternoon with a prayer, and I call it an anniversary prayer. And it's a very simple prayer, but I'm taking it from this psalm. It's a prayer for God's blessing on Trinity Bible Church, and it's a prayer for God's protection from faithfully sinful men. If you know Jesus Christ, if you have repented of your sin, you are a follower of Jesus, you understand the gospel, you believe the best you know you've been forgiven, not because of you, but because of Christ, then I would invite you, it's not a long prayer, it's a simple prayer, and I'd like to invite you to pray it with me as we pray it together and close this afternoon. Would you stand, please, out of respect to the Lord to whom we pray? And I hope you can read that. I hope that's large enough to read. And we, as a church family of worshipers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we come together in light of what we've seen in God's Word, and we pray to Yahweh, we pray to the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, we confess that we were once faithfully sinful and did not fear you, but through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are now your children. Please bless us with your faithful love. Please protect us from faithfully sinful men. Thank you for being faithful to our Trinity Bible Church family for 40 years, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.